Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of Wise Words with Dan. We're doing another episode with myself and John as we do another NRL review. We review them, we talk about the magic round of what's happened, and we make our predictions of what's going to happen in round 11's clashes. So sit back and enjoy. John, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be back, as always.
It's always good having you, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How's your week been?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Oh, good. Thanks. Just had a day off after 2 weeks working.
Oh, you that would have felt good.
Yeah, and I needed a breather. I needed a fresh start.
What did you do on your day off?
Oh, I rested at home, went for a bay run, then come home and rest.
I went on the bay walk the other week, actually. It's pretty nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, no, that would have been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's always good to, you know, have a downtime for yourself just to relax, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's good, mate. It's good, mate. Anyways, Johnny, we're back here for another week of Rugby League review.
Yes.
And coming off the magic round, what a round it was. Hey.
Oh, no, you go.
Yeah, what a round it was. The magic.
It was.
Yeah. What was the highlight of your round, of that round for you?
Oof. I think, you know, as much as it hurts me to say this, but I reckon that Cowboys pass from the sidelines for the Cowboys' first try, that was a good pass. That was a good pass. That was my highlight.
Hate to say it, that was a phenomenal pass. Yeah, and you know, we lost to the Cowboys 36-16, but I kind of expected it considering how well Cowboys have been playing, and you know, they are definitely looking more and more like contenders now. Cowboys, you know, they've won their pass.
I agree.
How many games they've won now? Five games. They've won their past 5 games. You know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was kind of expected to lose to the Cowboys. You know, I had no illusion that we were going to win. And, you know, yeah, good on Cowboys. You know, they've come a long way and they've really stepped up to be a competitive team this year. So, well done to them.
True.
Yeah, my highlight for Magic Round, what stood out to me was the Friday's clash with Brisbane versus Manly.
Oh, yeah, 38-0.
38. That was crazy. I honestly thought it would be a much, much closer game than what it was.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I was really blown away by that scoreline and how well Brisbane played. And, you know, look, all the Queensland teams are stepping up, mate. I'll tell you what, Brisbane looking good. Cowboys looking on fire, you know. I mean, Titans are still on and off, but like Brisbane and Cowboys, man. I think it could be the year of Queenslanders.
Yeah, true. Hopefully, Queensland can win the set of Origin as well.
imagine if 2015 all over, 2015 all over again with Broncos versus Cowboys. Grand final.
or Cowboys versus Titans.
But like, look, you know, we're starting to see, you know, glimpses of how good Brisbane and Cowboys can be this season. And it's, yeah, honestly, you know what, at the start of the season, if you told me, do you think Broncos or Cowboys, could you see them in the 8? I would say no way. But now, I definitely, and maybe Brisbane even will be in the 8 this season if they continue the way they're playing. You know, I know it's still early days, but God, man, they're going to be hard to stop. I'm telling you that much.
True.
John, the big news this week, Trent Barrett, you know, leaving.
I knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. You know, after losing, you know, imagine losing to the Knights, you know, who's coming last. Of course, we have to go after that.
Yeah, I think that was the final nail in the coffin. But it's actually Trent. Actually, it's reported that Trent actually walked away from the club. He did.
Yeah, he did. He did. He walked away on Monday morning.
He didn't get told. He didn't get told to actually leave. He just decided to walk away. Which I think there's more to it than that. Than anything.
Yeah. I think he knew that he was going to be sacked anyway.
Maybe he knew he was on borrowed time, so I think he decided to take that initiative just to walk away before things got worse. It's kind of sad, you know. It's, you know, the Bulldogs. There was a lot of hope for the Bulldogs this season in the players that they've signed, and yeah, it's not looking so good for them, you know.
No, not at all. And apparently, because of Barrett's departure, Brett Naden left the Bulldogs as well.
Brett Naden, really?
Yeah, we just signed him today for the Tigers.
Oh yeah, wow, that's a good signing, you know.
It is, but what's I'm curious to see, because he didn't play that much for Bulldogs because he was injured most of the time.
So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. It'll be interesting to see where he could fit with the West Tigers, you know. I mean, it's not a bad signing, you know. Definitely not a bad signing, you know. But be interesting. And I'm hearing, you know, contenders to be future coach at the Dogs are Flanagan, Paul Green, and Cameron.
Serraldo.
So those three are contenders to be the next head coach of the Dogs. Who would you take?
I'm going to Shane Flanagan, because his son Carl is already there, and he can coach his son to his full potential. And the rest of the team, like he got the Sharks to a grand final, and he won the Sharks a grand final because his son was there too. Then maybe we can do the same with the Dogs.
You never know.
And I'm reading that Mick Potter and David Ferner are candidates too for the Bulldogs.
Mick Potter, God.
God help him.
Yeah.
Remember Mick Potter?
Yeah. How could I forget his time at the Tigers, eh? To me, I'll take Paul Green.
Another premiership winning coach, yeah?
Yeah, because he's a premiership winning coach for the Cowboys when they won in 2015 against Brisbane. And...
Mm.
You know, he's always been a great coach, and I feel like he'll suit the Dogs. I'll take Paul Green. That's my pick. But we'll see what happens. You know, some good future contenders for future. Some good group of future coaches for the Dogs that could fit into that side. So yeah, see what happens from there. Yeah, another game that blew me away in Magic Rounds, John, which I was pretty surprised about, was Panthers against Storm. The 30.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be a smasher. I didn't think there would be a smashing like it was. I would have thought. Yeah, there was no Pappenhausen, but I would have still thought that first and second would have been a closer game.
Well, Storm, they had a couple of players missing with Pappenhausen and Hughes. I mean, but still, you would still think it would be a much closer scoreline than what it was. But yeah, then again, who knows what it could have been if Storm had those players on their side against Penrith. I'm not taking anything away from Penrith. Like, to beat the Melbourne Storm 32-6. Now, I don't think that's the biggest statement you can make. That's a huge, huge statement. And it just tells me that, you know, with Penrith losing to Parramatta last week, you know, they're not taking a step back. You know, they're not falling off the wagon, so to speak. Panthers, if anything, they looked more fired up this week, you know.
true.
Than how I've seen them in a long, long time. So, you know, Penrith, watch out for them, man. Like, I still feel like they'll finish minor premiers. I don't see Penrith, you know, falling off. I mean, they might lose a game here and there, but you can't deny that they are consistent. They are a consistent team.
True.
You know, so, yeah, see what happens from there. Canberra as well, beating the Sharks 30-10.
Yeah.
That was a big shock, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate, I think that was one of the upsets of the round.
You know what? I'll probably say that. To me, it probably will be Brisbane against Manly. I think that was... I mean, you probably a lot of people expected Brisbane, but not by the scoreline that it was. But yeah, I think you might be right. I think the Canberra game is probably the biggest upset. Yeah, I would agree. I'd agree. 30-10, you know. And, I was watching the Sharks play the Canberra. Sharks looked very dismal. They made a lot of errors, dropped balls. They were all over the place. I've never seen the Sharks perform that badly in a game. And they did against Canberra. And I guess, you know, not to take anything away from Canberra, you know, it was a good win by them. But Sharks, man, that effort against Canberra was very, very poor. And, you know, as a coach, I'd be fuming after that performance. Yeah, but Canberra, man, I think that's the win that they needed in order to build their confidence again.
True.
But yeah, man. Let's talk a bit about the Tigers, you know, losing to the Cowboys. You can't deny the first half Tigers played well against the Cowboys.
Yeah, we did. We always play well the first half, and then... But the problem is we can't play for 80 minutes. We only play for 60 minutes. To win a game, we need to play for 80 minutes, not 60 or 50 or 40, you know?
We've always kind of had that issue, not just this season, but in the past, where we come out blazing in one half and then we fall back in the second half.
Yes.
We've always had that inconsistency about us throughout a game. We can never play a full 80-minute game. I've always noticed that with the Tigers. And I don't understand it, you know. I mean, look, we've had a few injuries with Norfo being out due to a concussion. And who else was out again?
Nofaluma.
Yeah, Nofaluma. Nofaluma with a concussion. And who else?
Lelua, but he came back last week.
Yeah. But yeah, and we had a couple of injuries on the field against the Cowboys, didn't we? We had a couple of players come off.
Yeah, I think Luke Brooks came off. He got injured.
So yeah, I mean the injuries could have played into factor of why we didn't play a full 80-minute performance. But you know, I think you know going forward, that's something we really need to work on. I mean, no denying the effort is still there from the Tigers. Even the last 20 to 15 minutes, you know, we're losing, yes. But, you know, it wasn't for lack of trying because the effort was still there by the Tigers, you know. But it's just we need to be switched on for the full 80 minutes is what it comes down to.
True.
Anyways, John, I think we've covered Magic Round. But yeah, the magical moment for me, John, like you said, was that flick pass by the Cowboys. That flick pass to Drinkwater. I think that was the most magical moment of Magic Round because, I think that's going to be try of the year, don't you think?
They'll definitely be a contender.
I don't see any other try being better than that try this season. He was inches away from the ground and throwing the ball back in.
I thought he went out for a minute.
Honestly, everyone thought he was out. And then, yeah, crazy. But anyway, yeah. And I wish they had done that try against another team, not our team. But anyways, it is what it is. All right, so moving on to round 11 this week, Johnny.
Yes, Knights versus Broncos.
Knights versus Broncos. Now, this is a pretty obvious one. Here's your pick.
Yeah, the easy. Broncos will win that easy. But But first of all, Knights have Anthony Milford playing.
Okay.
Because Anthony Milford, you know, the 5'8" that was, you know, stood down by the Broncos.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's playing against his former team, so I'm pretty curious to see how that plays out.
It'll be interesting, actually. It'll be very, very interesting. See what's to come from that, that's for sure. And next game, John, is Tigers.
Our game. Dogs. Our game versus Bulldogs.
A lot of people are saying that's the battle for the spoon.
I just realized I saw the table. Whoever loses goes to the bottom.
it's a battle. That's what I'm saying. Battle of the spoon, Tigers and Dogs. Not where we want to be, John, but do you think we can beat the Dogs?
Well, if you asked me last week, I would have said yes, but I'm not really sure at the moment because the Bulldogs have got a new coach by then, and then the success rate of teams after they've got a new coach is very high. They tend to win a lot of games the week they sign a new coach.
That's true.
The Bulldogs would be fired up.
They'll probably have that interim coach step in for the week. But yeah, they'll definitely be fired up after, you know, the departure of, what's his name?
Trent Barrett.
Yeah. After his departure, they'll definitely fire up against us, you know. I agree with you. I think it's a bad time to play the Dogs after what transpired this week.
but you know, it'll be a close game, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon it'll definitely be an even contest. But
let's play at Leichhardt Oval, which is good.
Yeah, back at Leichhardt Oval, nice. Yeah, to be honest, John, I'm going to say the Dogs. I hate to say it. I really hate to say it, and I'm hoping I'm wrong, but I feel like
the Dogs were too fired up to lose.
The Dogs with what's conspired this week, or who knows? They could be. The distraction this week could put them off, and Tigers could get the win. You know,
That's true.
So with Trent Barrett leaving, it could either fire the Dogs up against us, or it could make them even more distracted and confused. So, look, I think it'll be an even contest, but I'm going to say Dogs by 8 points.
I'm looking at the TAB, Ben. It says we're $1.90 each.
Yeah, very even.
Wow.
That just shows what a 50-50 game it is. Who's your pick?
You know what? I reckon this will go to Golden Point.
Tigers by one.
I hate to say this too, but the Bulldogs will probably win too because they'll be too fired up.
I just have that feeling Dogs have come out strong, you know. I hate to say that, but I don't know.
And we need to win because we play South next week away.
So a lot's on the line for us because, you know, we're not going to beat South Sydney, but if you
we beat them last time.
Well, actually, yeah, that's true. We keep forgetting. They it can happen again. You know. Who knows? but yeah, I definitely think it will be a very, very even contest between Tigers and Dogs. I think it could go either way. Easily could go either way. I think the most important question is which Dogs team will turn up on Friday night, because Dogs could either be very distracted and not put in a good performance, or they could be very fired up and put in a great performance. So, which scares me as a Tigers fan, because I don't know which Dogs team we're going to see come Friday. It'll be interesting, yeah. Now, John, I think this could be the game of the round. Oh, actually, no. I don't think this will be the game of the round, but I think it will be up there as game of the round.
Eagles versus Seagulls.
That's going to be a great contest.
It always is. It always is.
Combank Stadium. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a sold out crowd.
It probably will, because Eels and Manly are the two biggest rivals.
Yeah, so, man, Well, you know what? I'm going to have to say Parramatta. Just the way Manly lost against Brisbane last week, you know. But then again, Manly are very unpredictable and they could come out very strong.
True. Manly are, you know, like you say, a bipolar team. They sometimes they play well, sometimes they play bad, you know.
Bipolar. I like your analogy, bipolar. but yeah, you're right. They sometimes, yeah, they can have one bad week and then they can have the next week can be a very good performance. So, you don't know if Manly. I feel like this week they'll come out with a very good performance, Manly, after the loss against Brisbane. So, I feel like this will be another close game between
Tight game.
Yeah. And I honestly, I think this could go either way. But you know what, John? I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to go for the upset. I think Manly to beat Parramatta.
Yeah, I was going for Manly too.
Manly, I'm going to say Manly by 4 points. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I'm going to say Manly by six.
Manly by six? I feel like Manly, because they lost the way they lost last week, they'll definitely won't make that mistake against Parramatta, that's for sure.
True.
But as I said, Parramatta could beat Manly as well, you know, so could go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if Parramatta win by heaps against Manly, because we know Parramatta what they're capable of. So I wouldn't be surprised if Parramatta do get the edge over Manly, but I'm just calling an upset on this. I just have that gut feeling.
Fair enough. Yeah, good, because both teams have come off losses.
There you go. So yeah. It'll be a close. It'll be tight. That's for sure. Dragons and Warriors.
This is a hard one to pick.
Again, could go either way, I think.
Yeah.
I'd probably say Dragons by eight, to be honest.
Wait, Mbai's playing hooker?
Yeah. And it's at Jubilee as well.
Yes.
So that's why I'm just saying Dragons. But yeah, it could go either way. Now, John, for a Saturday, we've got all the top four teams playing each other.
Oh, so, that'll be a good game.
So at 5:30, we have
Cowboys and Storm.
Cowboys and Storm. What a clash that will be.
I don't know who to pick. You know what? I'm thinking an upset. Cowboys to beat the Storm.
I'm going to go Storm. But I'm going to go Storm by 10.
Well, it's up in Queensland, so that's why I'm thinking Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys.
Yeah. Look, this is a hard pick, but I'm going to just say because of Storm coming off a loss last week, I feel like is Pappenhausen back this week? Let me have
a look. Let's see. No, he's not.
Oh, okay. So no, Jerome Hughes is back.
Oh, yep.
So he's back in that team. So Paps is still out, is he?
Mm.
Let me see.
He'll be out for a couple more weeks, apparently.
He'll be out for a few weeks. So, but Hughes still a big inclusion. So, I don't know. I feel like maybe Storm. I reckon Storm will come back and win this game. Coming off the loss last week, but I think it'll be a very tight game, and I think there won't be much in this game. I think Storm by 8 points probably. Actually, you know what? No. Scrap that. Storm by 4 points. I think there'll be only one try in this game. What do you think?
You know, I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to say the Cowboys by two.
Cowboys by two. Actually, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that's a fair assessment. But yeah, wouldn't be surprised if Cowboys do upset the Storm. You know, we know Cowboy, what Cowboy is capable of now. So, and yeah, 7:30, John, another huge clash with
Roosters and Panthers.
I'm gonna have to say Panthers on this. Just the way Panthers shell shocked the Storm last week. You know, but Storm had a good win over Parramatta. I mean, Roosters had a good win over Parramatta too. So, which was a close game between Roosters and Parramatta. That was a very even game. That was a back and forth game, actually.
True. But yeah, but I like Panthers because, you know, Panthers are in more better form than Easts. You know, I know Roosters have beat one or two games, but Panthers have won. Yeah, one, but they're in much better form, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I agree. I'm going to have to say Penrith on this one. I'm going to say Penrith 13-plus against the Roosters.
To be honest, I'm not sure if it's going to be 13-plus. I reckon it's going to be 8 points.
Penrith by 8, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking back on the Roosters versus Parramatta game, Roosters looked in much control for majority of that game against Parramatta. Compared to the Roosters that we've seen in the last few weeks, we saw the best version of the Roosters against Parramatta. You know, they looked like the Roosters of old were back. You know, and you just don't know what Roosters team will turn up this week. I just feel like just the way Penrith have been going about it lately, I just feel like they're too good in form, and I feel like it will be a comfortable win against the Roosters, you know?
True.
But yeah, see what happens. Sunday's clash.
South against Canberra.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oof. Well, I know everyone would go for Rabbitohs South's win, but I reckon it could be another upset. I reckon Canberra to beat South.
I'm gonna say South. I mean, but actually, Bunnies haven't looked that good lately, have they?
No.
Well, going back to last Magic Round, Roosters looked comfortably ahead of Warriors, and then Warriors came back towards the end, scoring a few tries and finishing the game 32-30. You know, it just shows that, you know, even though Bunnies are a decent team, they've looked off lately. So I reckon it could be an upset. Canberra could get that upset over the Bunnies, considering how Bunnies have been looking lately. They haven't been looking at their best, that's for sure. And you can agree with that.
Yes.
So you're saying a Canberra to win, do you?
Yes. I reckon by 1 point.
I'm still gonna say Bunnies to win. I'm gonna say Bunnies by 16.
15?
16 points.
Oh, 16.
Yeah. I just feel like I feel like it'll be a comfortable win by the Bunnies, despite how they've been going lately. Because I know Canberra got a win against the Sharks last week, but you know what? Neither team looked that good. You know, Canberra looked pretty decent against the Sharks, but it's just because of how badly Sharks were playing. That's how Canberra got the win, to be honest.
True.
So, you know, I'm still not convinced Canberra have really turned their performance completely around just yet. But yeah, they've got a lot to prove still to me. Last game of the round, John, which I think will be an exciting finish to the round 11, Sharks versus Titans.
Oof, yeah. Well, this is another hard game to pick.
Yeah. Mate, we thought round 10 was hard. Round 11 looks pretty hard to pick as well.
Round 11 takes the cake.
Actually, I think this round is a lot harder to pick than round 10's games, if I'm honest with you. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot of games you can't like that could go either way, as well this week with you know, Storm versus Cowboys, Roosters versus Penrith, Manly versus Eels, even our game with the, us versus Dogs. So you don't know which way these games are going to go. So I feel like this is another hard week of tipping in the, for the second week in a row. So I'm going to say Sharks. Actually, you know what? Scrap that. I'm going to say Titans to upset the Sharks. And I'm going to say Titans by 8 to beat the Sharks.
This is still a hard one. Fired.
You have no idea. You don't know which way to go.
But, you know, I'm still going to tip the Sharks because... The Sharks tend to bounce back after a loss, you know, most of the time.
Yeah, true. Well, Sharks are favourites at $1.37 and Titans at $3.10. Which I think that's a bit... I thought it would be a much closer...
Yeah, I agree.
Margins indeed, that, yeah. Well, Johnny, well, that's our tips for the week, guys. And to be honest, I'm not even confident with most of my tips, actually.
Yeah, because last week I only got one right.
Yeah. Oh, so you only got 1 out of 8 last week.
Yeah. that was East winning.
Well, geez. And that would have even been a difficult tip for you to pick that.
Yeah.
1 out. Well, I mean, it's better than 9 out of 8. So at least you got
true.
My tipping wasn't that good again in Magic Round. I think I got like 4 out of 8. Actually, what did I get last week? 4 out of 8, which is not too bad, actually.
Yeah, half.
Considering how difficult that round was to pick. So 4 out of 8 was probably a decent tipping week for me. To be honest, round 11, I think it's going to be a very bad week of tipping for me. I feel like most of the games that we're predicting I'm going to go the other way.
Well, I guess we'll review that next in our podcast next week.
Yeah, that's true. What are you hoping to see this week? What's the most game you're looking forward to the most this week, John?
I reckon our game against the Dogs because I'm interested to see how you know the Bulldogs how the Bulldogs bounce back or not against us after a new coach after the coach getting sacked. And if Brett Naden, you know, plays against his former team in the first round, in the round that, you know, after he left, I wonder how he'll go, you know?
Yeah. Yes, what I'm looking forward to the most this round is of course, our game, because I'm a Tigers fan. Of course, I always look forward to our games. But another game that I'm really looking forward to this round would actually be the Storm versus the Cowboys.
That'd be another good one.
I feel like that's going to be a great clash. And also, Manly versus Parramatta will be an interesting game to watch. I think the match that I'm looking forward to is actually the Storm versus Cowboys. Because I want to see how that plays out. Yeah. Yeah, so that's a week of tipping done and dusted, Johnny. Are you confident with your tips or not really?
Yeah, most of them.
Really? You're confident with all the round 11 tips?
Not all of it, but you know some of them.
Which tip are you confident about? The Broncos game?
Not really. I'm saying the Dragons.
You're confident.
I'm confident about that too. The Dragons getting over the Warriors.
You're confident about that tip.
Yeah.
Well, the tip I'm confident about is Broncos beating Knights. I think that will definitely happen. And honestly, I think that's the only game I'm confident about. All the other games could go either way. I have no idea. But The only game I think is a guarantee this week is Broncos beating the Knights.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. Anyways, Johnny, that's our week of tipping done and dusted. Weekend plans? What's happening for the rest of the week? You had your day off. You're nice and relaxed. Back at work tomorrow.
Yep, I'm back. I'm doing a double shift, morning and night shift tomorrow, and then Thursday morning and night shift. Then from Friday onwards, I've got 5-day break, and then also on the weekend, I'm going to the florist to get me and Belle's wedding flower sorted.
This weekend.
Yes, to get me and Belle's wedding flowers sorted.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then Sunday. I haven't decided yet, but we'll just probably go to rest. Yeah. And then Monday, Tuesday, Belle will be at work, and then I'll do my own thing on Monday, Tuesday.
So you got 5 days off, do you?
Yeah, I have.
From the Friday to the Tuesday, is it?
Yeah, then I'm back next Wednesday.
That's a good gap to have. Yeah. So you're working Wednesday and Thursday, and then having a 5-day break. I'm not complaining. That's for sure.
True, but you know, I've been working for the last 2 weeks straight, so I need a bit of a break, you know.
Yeah, you needed that break, definitely. Yeah, that should be good, mate. And you're going to Leichhardt on Friday night.
Yes. It's the rain, but the rain won't stop me from going. I work in the rain, so I'm used to the rain.
To be honest, I think that's the best weather to play footy in is the rain. So I think if it's raining, mate, I think, you know, you'll be living it up.
How about you? What's your weekend plans?
Weekend plans? So far, I've got nothing, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm probably going out to the pub because I finish work at 6. So I'll probably go to the pub to watch the Tiger Dogs clash. So I'll probably be for a couple of workmates. But the rest of the week, I don't know what's in store, John. I'll just have to take it day by day.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it. Thanks, Johnny, once again, for coming on my podcast.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. And we'll do this same time again next week.
For sure. I can't wait.
Looking forward to it, Johnny.
Looking forward to it.
Honestly, it's been a pleasure. I'm really loving our weekly segments. I think it's been great.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I enjoy coming on. I enjoy entertaining the viewers. And I thank you, viewers, for listening to us every week. We really appreciate it.
We do. And yeah, guys, thank you for listening to another edition of NRL Review with myself and John.
Thank you.
Look, you'll see we do weekly episodes each Tuesday. So be sure to like and follow me on Spotify, Anchor, and any other podcast apps. Just type in Wise Words with Stan. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Wise Words with Stan, to keep up with my episodes. Thank you, guys, and thank you, John.
Thank you.
Have a good week, everyone.
You too.